Okay, good evening. This is Kilo Baker 2, Sierra, we're back opening up the series tonight, Metroplex Net. My call is KB2 Sugar Queen. Name is Paul. I'm in Manhattan. Net control for tonight's Metroplex Net. Do we have any mobile standing by that would like to check in tonight? Call KB2 Sierra, we're back.
KC2 Sierra Quebec from KC2 ORX. I am mobile.
Okay, KC2 Oscar Romeo X-ray. Been a while. Come aboard. Give an account for yourself. There. Go ahead.
It's only been a week, Paul. I'm just sitting here. Paul, would say hello to you. I got a few things to take care of in about 2 minutes, so I just figured I would check in. Say hello to you and any other gentlemen on the net or young ladies if they get on the net. And a little bit of rain tomorrow, but it's supposed to be nice on Saturday, and I got a birthday party to head down in Point Pleasant on Saturday, so I hope, on Sunday rather, so I hope the weather's good down there for me.
Okay. So what part of Jersey are you in right now? Because you got a good signal tonight.
Across the river from me about 12 miles in Ridgewood, New Jersey, Bergen County.
Okay, well, very good. And we have appreciate you checking in. Mobile. So have a good evening in case we're not there when you come back, Robert. KC2ORX, I'll break with you. And let me continue. Any additional mobiles, stand by to check in. KC2, Sugar Queen. Yeah, I'll take general check-ins. Anyone wishing to check in tonight, call KB2 Sierra Quebec. Net control, Paul.
AE2AA, Alpha Echo 2, Alpha Alpha.
DeWolf, additional?
AE2AA.
I should say net control. Sorry.
Wow, my signal sounds that bad. That put me in a mobile. Okay, Walt. Yeah, and I hope to be there Saturday. I don't have any health or welfare so far to report to you for the last week or past. Things are good. Hopefully everybody's gone to Dayton. Yeah, I was listening to the Baronet the other night, the WildNet. They have a WildNet there on maybe Tuesday night. Quite interesting. Quite a few of them were going out to Dayton. I think they were leaving morning. A bus was leaving from somewhere, and a few people were driving out. They were expecting some bad rainy weather, and that seems to be a thing with Dayton. I remember going to Dayton back when they had it in April, so used to snow on us and rain and sleet. So they said, "Oh well, let's change it to May when the weather's nice." Shoot! What a joke! And it's still bad weather. So they're expecting rain there Saturday and Sunday, I believe. Possibly for tomorrow might be nice for them at Dayton. Okay, let's break with you, Walt, and let me go up to state to Jim. KC2DHU. Jim, good evening. Come aboard. Hey, Jim, now explain that thing to me what was that I sent you an email and you said you use lighter fluid or something like that, Jim? Now explain to me how the devil that works on a tire when you're trying to get a tire pumped up or whatever the case might be, Jim. Good evening to you.
Degrees when he started the message, 57. Looked at his ass. 55 degrees, Paul. That's the problem. I think it's kind of level off somewhere in the 40s. Prior to that, we were getting in the 30s, the white garden, the controls all up, the tomatoes, the pepper, you name it. We were coming down today. But we're not today with some more stuff. It's just pretty snappy around in the house stuff. But my wife will be right back out and go out and start it. Maybe too early to the freeze that we had. With that, I'll pass it back to net control, and I'm coming to RF on the 220 WTLFB link. Back to net control, green units all on board.
Okay, Don. But Jim must have done something because signal is a lot better. You're coming in real good now, Don. And okay on your 55. Yeah, I was concerned about y'all up there with the frost and stuff the last couple of nights, man. I was looking at the forecast, and y'all was scheduled to get some frost. I imagine Glenn got some, too, and it's not good for the tomato plants. You think of the 1st of May you can plant that stuff, Don, but for some reason, Mother Nature's throwing some monkey wrench in on us this year. Okay, before I go down to Dan, let me see. Bob, WA2UE, are you there? Okay, WA2SHA, Almond, are you there? Okay, here none. N3FCX, Dan, good evening. Come aboard, please.
N3FCX, let me say good evening to everybody on that. I was talking to Don today, N2HIK, and fortunately Don informed me he lost everything in the garden. Really sorry to hear that. We got down to 42 degrees. We've had the vegetable garden since the 30th. But no frost, and we didn't lose anything. We feel sorry for Don and Eunice up there. But Eunice is going to plant again. Back to net, and to the FCX.
Yeah, Dan. I've been listening to the weather, like I said. You know, this the little gadget I have on the internet where it shows the weather channel for my desktop. And they were saying, I put in Don's zip code up there, and man, they were cold up there. Frost and all kinds of stuff. They were saying, cover up the plants. But I don't know, I don't even think that was going to help. That would have helped a couple of nights ago, because like I said, it was down in the 30s. And plants at that stage are very, very fragile. So sorry to hear Don is, you got to replant all the tomatoes and whatever. At that stage of the game, they're very fragile then. Yeah, I went out to check mine out today, and they looking good. They're really growing. Native plants are really taking off. I stuck some stuff in there to kind of enhance the growth. Dan, so we'll see what happens there. But thanks for thanks for checking in with us this evening, Dan. Okay, let's see if we have any additional check-ins. KB2, Sugar Queen, Net Control. Jim, you did something. Your signal got a lot better. KC2DHU. The signal came is up a lot better, Jim. QSL?
Hey, QSL, Paul. I dropped the RF link and connected directly up to W2MPX Charter.
Okay. Well, it's a lot better. The signal's a lot better now. Okay. Looking for additional check-ins before we go back to the top of the list. Call KB2, Sugar Queen, Net Control. WA2UEE. Bob, where are you? Here's from Bob. Where's Almond? WA2SHA. Almond, where are you tonight? KB2, Sugar Queen. What about Lou? N2CYY. Haven't heard from him this week. So I imagine he's recuperating well after the operation for the stint. N2CYY. Lou, are you around frequency?
W2MPX.
And let's see, what about Ronnie? NQ2C. Ronnie, KB2 Sugar Queen. Okay, and I'll try one more. Nico, AA2NI. Nico, KB2 Sugar Queen. Okay, I'll go back to the top there. I imagine Robert checked out. KC2ORX. Mobile, Robin. Okay, Walter, you still there? Did your guest arrive? AE2AA, KB2 Sugar Queen.
be too.
Sugar Queen.
Neck control. Sorry about that last one. AE2AA. Okay, I can give you a little information. I know Armin is probably not available tonight. I think he told me he had something he had to take care of. And I did call his landline and found he was not available. Don't know about Bob. Maybe this is the odd week that he goes to the BFW meeting. That's a possibility there. Seems a little shy of members because it's, like you said, lots of folks off to the biggest ham fest in the world, or next to the biggest one. That's for sure. And we got baseball, local baseball. I believe the two teams are playing this evening, I'm not sure. So, we are a little short, but nevertheless, a great net, and I'll say hello to the additional check-ins there as well. And yes, signal came way up by eliminating the RF path and going directly to Metroplex repeater. Sounds really good. So I don't have too much more to say, fellas. I'm sorry I missed last weekend. Last Thursday. That is going on strongly, and I'm very happy to see that. So, okay, let's see. I think I will see you Saturday, Paul. Good deal and no fair news. That's always good news, as you know. So I'm going to stay 73 to fellas, and I wish I could stay in a little longer this evening, but I do have to run. So 73's to all, and back to you, Paul. KB2SQ, net control, AE2AA, 73 solid.
Okay, well, thanks for stopping in, and also to let me know that Armin won't be checking in with him tonight. And I believe this is Bob Week, who had his other meeting, no? Yes, a week or so. He normally lets me know the week before, same last Thursday night. Okay, we'll break with you, Walt, and see you. Let's go up to Jim for additional comments, KC2DHU.
Jim, I surely could have used something like that information when I was living down in Virginia years ago, back in the 50s, when I had my bicycle. You know, you'd be out there and you'd get a flat, you had your little, sometimes that hand pump just didn't seem to work. You had a can of patches you'd put on the tube. And I don't know if that would have worked. Hey, Jim, I don't know if that would have worked on that on a bicycle tire or not there. Come additional comments, Jim.
Hope you be checking.
Yeah, who's the additional check-in? Come down, KB2SQ.
Well, it only worked with a tubeless tire. Bicycle tire's got a tube in it. Gotta be a tubeless tire. And it seats up against the rim. And, I can see he put too much of this stuff in there. You got a problem on your hands. You gotta be kind of careful with it when you're doing. But it would only work with a tubeless tire. Bicycle tire, I think you'd be SOL. Just wouldn't do anything to either. It would just blow it to shreds. It's like a banana peel. It would just take off. And you'd limp on down the shoulder on your rim, so to speak. Yeah, the signal is much better connected up to Metroplex. And you know what? Again, who runs the Metroplex system now. The audio's really hot out of here. It's full yellow when you guys are talking. They've already backed that down. But other than that, it sounds good. The audio is way up there. They can do that just by backing down the volume of the link radio just a little bit, you know, when people are talking normally, and, watch the screen there. Back over to that control, KB2SQ, get a KC2DHU.
Okay, Jim. Let me see, I think there was a check-in. Somebody hollered a check-in before. KB2SQ, additional check-in? Come down, please.
W2LGB, good evening. We're just checking in.
W2MPX.
Hey, Mr. Larry. Good evening to you, man.
come aboard. Give me an account for yourself. How are things up in your neck of the woods there tonight?
Everything's doing good. So I'm up in the shack here right now working some 20-meters. Just pretty busy. Picked up, what did I pick up tonight? Well, last night I picked up Jordan. Tonight I picked up Iceland, Spain, and, let's see, St. Lucia Island. There's a couple others out there, but the band's really not that great yet. And, playing with my amplifier here. I thought I blew it out last night. But other than that, everything else is still up and running. I am not coming in through the link tonight. I'm probably going through my own link, but I'm coming direct right into the Jim's repeater. I'm up at the shack, and I'm on the repeater input. And I'm sure if Jim's listening on his repeater input, I'll probably be pinning his meter. So other than that, nothing else going on. Same old stuff, just getting ready for the VHF contest at the end of June. That's coming up soon. I want to get ready and get that done. And back to net. KB2 Sugar Queen, W2LGB.
Okay, Larry. You know, I was thinking about you the other day, and I said, well, I wonder if you would call today. You know, I heard some guys up the state, I was listening to a net. In fact, the net that you run once in a blue moon, Larry, I was listening on that net the other night, and I heard some guys talk they were going to Dayton. QSL?
QSL, no, not this year. The economy doesn't allow for it. Maybe next year. I've been there twice, and it's really nice. It's a nice, really nice get-together. It's a good time. I think everybody should at least do it once. I did go last year for the Sussex County one, and that was totally awesome as well. That's the Dayton of the East. That's a good one as well. That's a really good ham fest. As long as you got nice weather out there, that's really that's a worthwhile trip. But no, not this year. But like I say, it's really good to go. See a lot of old new stuff, and it gets actually brought to the vengeance, and it's fun. Back to you, Paul.
Larry, I've gone there many times. The first three or four times I went alone. And Larry, I made the mistake of taking Sandra with me. Oh, man. He wants to go shopping down in the Dayton Mall. And I said, man, once she found out about it, you know, that was it. So, Larry, that was a bad move I made. But for about four or five years, I went alone, you know, would fly out there on Wednesday, be out there late Wednesday night, and I always remember I would be on this plane normally with Kitty. Remember Kitty had a ham store down on, where was it, 520 Broadway, I can't think of the name of the ham store now, but she would always, her and her crew would always be on that same plane. There was a little short guy, I can't think of his name, that worked in the store also. And, oh, gosh, I remember he smoked like a doggone chimney, man. He would be smoking four or five cigarettes before the plane took off. And he rushed off the plane to have another smoke. Oh, gosh. But that was my mistake, Larry, taking Sandra with me. Because then I had to spend time downtown in the malls with her. And, oh, man, that just messed everything up. But anyway, I've gone to the one down in Richmond, Virginia. They have what they call a frost fest down there. And I went last year down to that. That's a pretty big one also in Richmond, Virginia. And I've gone to one down in Orlando, Florida. Just happened to have been down in that neck of the woods in one year, attended that. Didn't go down there for that purpose, but then when I was there, I heard about it, Larry. But that's also another big one there. Okay, Larry. Good to hear you in there, man. And okay on the DX you're working there. Sounds great. I might listen on 20 myself there. Break with you. W2LGB. Again, thanks for checking in.
Hey, good, Paul. Yeah, I remember Kitty very well. And that was Barry Electronics. Yeah, I've been to that store quite a few times. Spent a lot of lunch hours in that store. Those are the good old days, but yeah, I know exactly who you mean. All right, back to you, Paul. W2LGB.
Yeah, that's it, Barry Electronics. And I was working down in that precinct there. Well, not in that particular one, but the next right next door to that. I did the same thing. A lot of lunch hours I spent in there. Larry. Okay, break with you. And let's go back up to Don in Greenfield Park. down to the, I guess, the unit went out and got some more tomato plants and stuff and put it all started already. Down to N2HIT, KB2, Sugar Queen. Additional comments?
Okay.
I
actually
got
you for the long capsule. They were over 54 degrees. Yes. Short tomatoes and I don't know what else today. But the cabbage. The cabbage is doing good, she said. And the celery. Three. And we had a number of mice. More than two. Quite a bit. Actually, 30, 29 degrees. So it was really short. The cabbage and the celery is doing great. Here's the back. The flowers in the front of the property. The hills have lots of flowers and stuff. They are very good. But the deer in the back, you know, spring flowers, have a large supply of liquid scent that spray, and it kind of keeps them away. And of course, bears are back. Thursday morning, we put the garbage can up in front of the property. It's out a little about 50 feet away from the trash pickup. And a couple of mornings, Thursday, the trash was all turned over, trapped it down, sprayed it with ammonia and all. But this morning, the bear showed up. We had two bears here this morning. I put it on video. So maybe the ice man will see the kid. I'm going to clip another video and let you see the bear that was here this morning. With that, I turn it back to Net Control for the evening to all. That's just a call.
W2MPX.
Okay, Don. Don, I don't know if you saw it on the news or not, but we had a bear about 7 or 8 miles from the George Washington Bridge, Englewood, I believe it was, Don. It's not that far from the George Washington Bridge. They say today's Thursday, that must have been Tuesday. They said there were three bears. They finally started to tranquilize one of them, but they said there's another one, a big bear and a cub somewhere around, still around, because they had spotted three of them. Well, they darted one, and they were taking it back upstate there to return it back to the wild to his natural habitat. They tagged him and did all kinds of stuff to him while he was tranquilized. But they said there's still another one and a baby cub somewhere roaming around that has been spotted in the Englewood. So that's, hey Don, that's, you know, that's not too far from the bridge there, QSL.
Yeah, roger, roger. Absolutely. I can't think. Well, I was in the Cub Scouts, the boys we school over that way, camping out 50 cents in Tennessee many years ago in a place called a quarry right across the bridge. Farm on the other side of the bridge. That's a mighty angle with you. I don't know.
Yep, yep. Okay, Don. Say hello to Misty for us. I forgot to mention Misty. I believe at the beginning of that, I don't want to leave him. I didn't have created a problem with Misty, Don, so hope he's doing well. Now, everything again to all the shortwave listeners. And let's go down to Pennsylvania to Dan, if you still had additional comments from you. N3FTX, KB2, Sugar Queen.
N3FTX. All right, Paul, I did see you there on the news. Showed you how, you know, they started the bear and everything, and bear did not get hurt. We don't want that happening. Transported it back into the wild where it belongs. But, I'm glad it turned out real good for the bear. Back to net and 3FCX.
Dan, I said about 8 miles. It's probably closer than that. You know, it's much probably closer than 8 miles from where they spotted that bear. I mean, that bear was right in town. He wasn't out in the woods, and, you know. He was roaming around in town, Dan, but they finally caught him. They had pictures of the, I don't know if you saw where they were showing him climbing trees, jumping over the fences, the wooden fence that people had, you know, to divide the property, and going into the dumpsters, and, you know, he was having himself a field day over there, just enjoying it. I guess they said he was hungry, and what have you. Especially for folks that are walking the dogs or the kids, they were warning the people to make sure they didn't let the kids out, you know, be careful and walking the animals, the dogs, too. Damn. Okay. Break with you, and we're down to the bottom there. Mr. Larry, do you have any additional comments from you?
And what kind of amplifier are you running over there, Larry? W2LGB. You make me feel bad. I can't put running amplifier here in this building. I did several years ago, and my son was visiting on the other side of this building, and he came back and told me he was able to hear my conversations. So I had to do away with my amplifier. I still got it in the closet. W2LGB, KB2 Sugar Queen.
I'm using an older one. It's an Ameritron AL-88. It's a kilowatt amplifier. It does the job well. I mean, it really works. It's a very touchy, you know, every now and then. You got to tune it up to make sure it's working. But, yeah, it does the job. Yeah, I get the same complaints. I turn lights on for blocks around, so. Yeah, they don't have enough transmitting. Those touch lamps are really nasty. So I sort of, like, turn them on and off. And when I'm modulating, so to look out the window, you see some of the neighbors' lights going on and off. You gotta love it. Back to you, Paul, W2LGB.
Hey, Larry, that's the same one I got in the closet, the Ameritron 88. But I bought it down in Delaware at, there was a ham store there right out of Dover. Can't think of the name of the town, but it's right as you go over there's the Delaware Memorial Bridge. It was about maybe 3 to 5 miles from there. As it came off the Delaware Memorial Bridge, right on 95, right off of 95. Like two exits after you come off the bridge there where I pick it up. And that's going back into, into the early 80s, I believe. Prior to that, I had the Swan 700. That had a built-in amplifier already, 700 watts out of that Swan 700. I had to get rid of that too. It was just too much power. Just too much power, Larry. Okie doke. With that, we've reached the end of the list. Do we have additional check-ins before we shut it down? Now, anyone with any additional comments, call KB2 Sugar Queen Net Control.
KB2 Sugar Queen. Is N2ML Mark checking in?
Hey, Mark. Good evening to you. Come aboard, man.
Good evening, Paul, and everyone on board. Yeah, I was on for the last 10 minutes, but you were running around the comments. I didn't want to interrupt. Over.
W2MPX.
Okay, Mark. Good evening to you. And I didn't mention that. Did you check in before and I missed it? Anyway, good to hear you, man. And all is well over here. I guess you've been enjoying the you had a couple of days where you couldn't really get out too much. Enjoy the weather, but it'll be nice tomorrow and the next day, Mark. KB2 Charlie Sierra X-ray, KB2 Sugar Queen.
Yep, looking forward for the good weather. We actually lost power last week, sadly, for 6 minutes. So, we're good to go for this weekend, over.
Oh, I didn't hear that loss of power over in the Bronx there. But I know, man, I guess that was going to be a mess. I just lost my direct TV signal from Friday night. Oh, about 7 o'clock Friday until yesterday, Monday, until Monday about, may have been Tuesday, until Tuesday about, it moved the satellite out on the terrace there. Have it bolted well enough. I had one plate marked off so I could tell if it moved, but there was another section of it where it was attached to the railing that had moved, so couldn't get a signal for nothing, man. They tried everything. The guy came here and looked at it and he said he knew exactly what to do, so anywho, that's that. Well, thanks a lot, Mark. We've gone through the net a couple of times, so any additional comments from you?
Yeah, I used to have DirecTV. I got rid of it because every time it got real cloudy, it would stop working. And 650 feet above sea level with no obstruction. And I couldn't get DirecTV while it was cloudy. But anyhow, yeah, in reference to the bear, we had Mama Bear and Baby Bear here for about 2 weeks here in Rockland. And I guess last time we saw him was last week Sunday, so I guess he walked out to hang over there. That's about it. Have a good evening, and I'll catch you next week. N2ML out.
Oh, I gave you another call, huh? Sorry about that, Mark. I gave you the wrong call, Mark. Okay. Very good. Well, that's where, but, you must be having a different bear, because they had one over in,
Where'd I say Englewood down here too, Mark? At QSL.
Yeah, yeah. The bear that we had, he was here like 10 days ago. I think he's been gone for 10 days now. But we had him here for like 7 to 9 days. He was hanging out by Rockland Community College, and then and heading down to Pomona. But it could be it's a different set of bears. But they're cute.
Hey, Mark. I've seen a lot of bears. I don't find a darn thing cute about them. I don't get along with them. Bears and I just don't seem to set horses. Anyway, appreciate you stopping in this evening, Mark. Yeah, they do look nice, especially when I see them on TV and I'm here, Mark. Okay. Anyone else with any additional comments before I sit down in that KB? Two sugar points. With that, we thank everyone for checking in tonight with us, and look forward to seeing you next Thursday night. Next Thursday night, yeah. I think it's just last Thursday night of this month that I'm going down to Virginia. I won't be here. With that, we'll say good evening to everybody. Jim, I'll send it back up to you. You can shut down your link, and thanks for checking in, bringing your link aboard there, Jim. KZ2DHU, KB2 Sugar Queen. Good evening.